Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. It is also kind of, sort of, a great day because it is the third day of a three-day weekend. Why? Because today is Indigenous Peoples Day. Or is it Columbus Day? Or is it both? Or is it neither? We will get to all of that on the Michael Medved Show. There are actually a couple of pieces where you wouldn't necessarily expect them, defending Christopher Columbus. And I think that's very much worth considering. We will be speaking about that. We'll also be speaking about the President of the United States, Joe Biden, in the midst of every kind of political difficulty, has decided to make it all better by proclaiming this, for the first time ever from a President of the United States, Indigenous People Day. Now, the story here is various cities. Today, Boston, the acting mayor of Boston, who's only a temporary mayor because Marty Walsh, who was the longtime mayor, accepted a job as labor secretary for Joe Biden. The current mayor decided to take advantage of her couple of weeks, really, and that's all it is, as mayor of Boston, to erase Columbus Day. But there are other places like Seattle and Berkeley and San Francisco and that have actually left Columbus Day in place, sort of. Now, in Philadelphia, there's a whole other story. But in any event, they have Columbus Day in place, but also Indigenous Peoples Day. And it's worth looking at the proclamation by Joe Biden honoring Indigenous people and Indigenous Peoples Day, because it's so over the top. Does this solve any problems? Does this help Americans feel better at a time of malaise? And the last time we heard this word malaise, as often as we're hearing it right now, was during the Jimmy Carter administration, at the very end of the Jimmy Carter administration. It took Jimmy Carter about 3 years to get to the position where he was so disrespected by the American people. The feelings on Biden, it is an extraordinary moment, because right now there are liberals, very strong liberals and liberal organizations, that are saying the Democrats are looking toward a complete wipeout in 2022, that if you're a Democrat, you're in trouble. People like Charles Blow, liberal columnist for the New York Times, in the Politico, they're saying the same thing. And there's one conservative who says, look, the Democrats are in such bad shape right now, there is only one savior they could turn to. And he uses the term savior. Only one person who could rescue the Democrats from disaster. Who is it? We will bring that to you and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show, plus Steve Moore, about why it is that the jobs report was so very disappointing, even though the unemployment rate is lower. Confusing? No, not after you hear the explanation coming up. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Now, first of all, there are so many different basically commentaries that have been put forward on what's wrong, what's hurting Joe Biden. The most obvious case is Politico has an explanation. Their column, and it's a long one, is from the Politico magazine. It's by Christopher Catalago and Laura Baron Lopez. They wrote it together. Headline, the president's decline is alarming. Biden trapped in coronavirus malaise. There's that word.
Whoa, slow up here, old buddy.
Okay. Remember, at the beginning of his presidency, there were all kinds of announcements about how basically we'd be done. We could celebrate independence from the COVID-19 virus and from all of the pandemic and all of the conflict and all of the controversy and all of the harm to our economy and our lives and our schools. That would all be done by July 4th, remember? And the claim was that by July 4th, we would have at least 70% of America would be vaccinated. Now, vaccinations are picking up again, and they are crucial. By the way, new study of 22 million people in France and the impact of vaccines, which we will get to. But the Politico piece says in a focus group last week, Pennsylvania Democrats, one after another, articulated the issue vexing top White House aides, party operatives in Virginia, and voters in Georgia. Why isn't President Joe Biden's diminished job rating rebounding? All nine participants from Tuesday's session gave Biden C-minus grades or lower. That's actually kind of the grades that Joe Biden had in college and law school. He's joked about it. He was not a star student. Their answers circle back to a similar point, according to Politico. The pandemic and the many, many ways it continues to hinder normal life is souring national views of Biden. One woman said she wanted to buy a car, but supply chain issues were delaying new shipments to the dealership. A man complained about understaffed restaurants. There is a malaise, said Sarah Longwell. She is a moderate Republican strategist who has gone over to the Democratic camp, has supported Biden, and was a very vocal supporter of Biden in 2020. She led the focus group of Democratic voters. People don't like their lives. People don't feel like their lives have been improved, she said. They did sort of feel that promises aren't being kept. And a part of the essence of this, which, again, nobody can mistake, is the fact of the fighting among Democrats and the idea that a very popular, and it is very popular, infrastructure bill that got bipartisan support, 18 Republican senators supported it, went on the line to support it and to back Biden on that issue. That is being blocked, and Biden is allowing it to be blocked, and he's president of the United States, for God's sake, by a bunch of nutburgers like Pramila Jayapal of Seattle and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Cori Bush of Missouri and all of the extreme left-wingers who basically worship at, you'll pardon the expression, the church of Uncle Bernie. And again, people did not vote for Bernie Sanders. And by the way, they wouldn't have voted for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is not a majority figure. And yet this idea that, oh no, we can't do the infrastructure bill until we do this sweeping $3.5 trillion climate and child rearing and everything else bill that includes free everything for everybody, it seems. Nearly 9 months into office, says the Politico, Biden and his team contend that the ravages of the pandemic are starting to recede due to his actions. They point to polling showing strong support for his legislative agenda, anchored by physical infrastructure and social and climate spending packages. They note how rare it is for Democratic lawmakers to break ranks, even during this current difficult period. But Biden's standing with Americans has plummeted, with his average approval rating plunging by nearly 15 points since June. That's deadly. He's seen a drop among Democrats and even more with Republicans, but the decline has been particularly steep among independent voters. In the same time period, the president has scrambled to salvage his domestic initiatives among infighting among Democrats, which doesn't make anybody look commanding or in charge. So what happens next? And where does this go? For our politics and for the economy, we'll get to all of that coming up on the MedVed Show.
you joking? Is this a joke?
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Show, there's almost no consensus in America about anything. We can't even decide what holiday this is. Is it Indigenous Peoples Day or is it Columbus Day? And the arguments back and forth about which holiday it is, it's just one example of this idea that things have just gotten wrong and crazy in the society. there's a piece by Bridget Kennedy at The Week where she talks about President Biden's polling numbers. She says polling numbers for President Biden are down, way down, warranting descriptions like underwater and brutal. A recent Quinnipiac poll found the president battered on trust, doubted on leadership, challenged on overall competency, with an approval rating of just 34%, which is pathetic, which is comparable to the approval rating that often dipped that low for President Trump. And that's not what he was expecting or not what was supposed to be. It's extremely poor. There's a huge survey in New York Times, and it's one of those articles that goes over two full pages and goes on and on and on and on. It's by Ezra Klein, who is considered one of the bright young analysts, and he's quoting another analyst who is widely respected apparently by Democrats, saying that there's virtually no chance for the Democrats to win in 2022. And they quote a leading Democratic strategist saying, looking at 2022 and 2024, the term that's used is effed. And again, and that goes along with when you say you're doubted on leadership, battered on trust, challenged on overall competency. And yeah, that goes along with the ideas that we're effed. I mean, it's not looking very good for Democrats. So the theories that are put forward as to why all of a sudden, when the Democrats took control of the Senate, they took control of the White House, they had already had control of the House of Representatives, they held on to that even though they lost a few seats. But what is behind all of this? Four reasons, as Bridget Kennedy says in The Week. Number one, it's the pandemic. It's the continuing COVID-19 situation where people expected it to be over by now. But it's lousing up vacations. It's lousing up lives. It is impacting the economy. There is all kinds of negativity about that, and the fact that Biden made the mistake of basically declaring victory way prematurely on COVID-19. And the idea also that the polling is interesting on this, because the polling shows that there is a majority of Americans who think that mandates for vaccines and mandates for masking at schools and other public facilities, it's a good idea. They like it. But it's still a divided country on this. It's not like 80% like it. And when you have a significant number of people, 30-40%, who are opposed to those mandates, they're simply going to have a tough time working or being maintained or avoiding being a political football. Frustration might also stem, writes The Week, from stalled police reform and voting rights negotiations, as well as disturbing images of Haitian immigrants sent back to their country by way of horse-mounted border agents and a Trump-era immigration policy. That's what The Washington Post says. Look, I think that they're right that people are very negative about the Biden when they see Biden administration, when they see images of the border, but I don't think it's because of the horse-mounted border patrol agents. I think it's because of the evidence that there are literally hundreds of thousands of people crossing that border illegally, and hundreds of thousands more than during the Trump administration. But it's a fiction, by the way, that immigration, illegal immigration, stopped under Trump, or that the construction of a few hundred miles of wall, and it was a few hundred miles of wall, it wasn't thorough, that put an end to illegal immigration. It didn't, but it slowed it. It went down. And illegal immigration had gone down sharply, actually, under Barack Obama as well. But now, no one thinks it's going down, and it isn't. And one of the things that anybody who ever talks about immigration recognizes, and any smart Democrat recognizes this, is you are not going to get anywhere with immigration reform until there is first border security. That is necessary. That has been an abject failure by the Biden administration. And the idea that that what people are reacting to, as the Washington Post says, with hostility is actually a Trump-era immigration policy, for a lot of Americans, probably for most Americans, that would be preferable to the chaos and confusion that reigns right now. Other Americans seem to think Biden generally is incompetent, and the White House just isn't up to the daunting challenges. That's theory three from The Hill, citing recent polling. And then there are some, says this piece in The Week, like James Joyner at Outside the Beltway, who argue that the depressed polling is a result of issues outside the president's control. Even though his benefit of the doubt period may be ending, and it's no longer enough for him to simply not be his predecessor, Joyner writes, the president can only do so much. In other words, that, by the way, is very similar to the defenses that were made for Jimmy Carter. And look, Jimmy Carter, again, it wasn't until the end of his presidency. Jimmy Carter did not lose control of either House of Congress in 1978, when he was in the middle of his term. He didn't have a wipeout. And if there really is a wipeout here, like Ezra Klein says there will be, then what does that mean for 2024, when Biden will be facing re-election? What it means is, and people are saying it all over the place, that it is exceedingly unlikely that he will run for re-election. The Democrats, this is Ezra Klein, in the New York Times, liberal source. Democrats are on the precipice of an era without any hope of a governing majority. The coming year, while they still control the House, the Senate, and the White House, is their last best chance to alter course. So how does that mean for the economy? We'll talk about that with Stephen Moore, former economic advisor to President Trump, author of the book Trumponomics, coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A FDA committee will meet to discuss authorizing COVID vaccine boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The meeting is set to happen Thursday and Friday. The FDA panel will also look at data of a booster that differs from the original vaccine received and is described as a mix-and-match booster. The Moderna and J&J boosters are being considered for adults 18 and up only. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today in Yuma to talk with Customs and Border Protection officials. Graham expected to address the issue of security along the U.S.-Mexico border. Graham is touring illegal immigrant processing facilities and meeting with border officials. President Biden has yet to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about all of the declarations from mostly from left-leaning news sources like the New York Times, like Politico, like the Washington Post, and on and on and on, talking about what a disaster the Democrats are facing, not just in 2022, but potentially in 2024. And a lot of that has to do with the economy. And part of that is a reaction to the very disappointing job numbers that came out last week. So is it all really about a global supply chain disaster? Is that what we're looking at? Stephen Moore is going to have to explain it to us. Steve, of course, is a longtime writer on economics and business issues. He is the author of the best-selling book, Trumponomics, and a one-time advisor to the White House, fellow at Heritage Foundation, and more. Okay, Steve, what's going on? Why all of a sudden are we hearing about the global supply chain breaking down and just people not being able to get products that they want? What's going on?
Well, it is a global supply chain choking point, no question about it. And you are seeing a real problem getting workers on the job, especially here in the United States. You know, we're in a recovery right now from the pandemic. Business conditions are pretty good, but we had two, and the hiring is good, but 200,000 Americans dropped out of the workforce, and you got to scratch your head and wonder how that happened in September. And I think part of the problem is we really are paying people not to work right now. And I'm in favor of a safety net for sure, but it doesn't make a lot of sense for a system where people don't have, can basically sit home and watch Netflix and make as much money as people are working. And we got to get back to, you know, work requirements for all these benefits. The second problem is there's a real energy crisis in the world that nobody's really talking about right now. And I'm going to make a prediction to you, Michael, that it, within the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, we're going to see another 50 cents to a dollar increase in the price of gasoline. And that's because there's been, because we've kind of gone green with our energy policies and Biden's really shut down a lot of the drilling here. There is a shortage of natural gas and there's a shortage, you know, and then a shortage of oil. And so you're seeing in Europe now they're paying like $6-7 a gallon for gasoline. People are taking water bottles and filling up with gasoline to hoard them in their garages. So look, I think this is something that is attributable.
Oh, okay, so, Steve. I guess we got broken up there. But the question, really, I think. Is there anything that can be done about it or anything that is likely to be done by the Biden administration? When you talk about oil drilling, there's no question if you look at some of the details of the Build Back Better bill, this titanic bill that would spend $3.5 trillion of taxpayers' money for various federal benefits. One of the things it would also do would be to make it probably more expensive, more difficult, more costly for people to pay for energy, and which would make the cost of fuel likely go up. It's because you don't have a dramatic reduction in the energy that people need to operate the world or to be part of this global supply chain. The difficulty with the economy, of course, it can turn around, and people are arguing about whether we are going to be with the Fed sort of tightening the screws and maybe the interest rates going up and maybe inflation, whether we can maintain a growth economy or whether we'll be looking at another recession. And that's one of the other problems that they have. Jeremy, we don't, Steve, okay, well, oh, he's calling us from an airport, I see. Okay, so this is just another example of the global supply chain being a disaster. And the point that I was making before about this very lengthy and very substantive examination of political trends and polling and analysis of recent votes. There's a young analyst who has become quite the rage in Democratic circles named David Shore. And one of the things that he points out is that one of the things that Republicans, of course, are particularly concerned about is taking back the U.S. Senate. And they have an excellent chance of taking back the House. All they need to take back is 5 seats. If they capture 5 Democratic seats, they've got control of the House. And the average for an opposition party against a new president in his first midterm election is 23 seats. So basically, if they do one-third as well as a typical party in this situation, they've won back the House. And here's the point that David Shore makes with his projection of the Senate scenarios, is that, as he points out, even if the Republicans and Democrats are fairly close in terms of the number of actual votes they get, because the Republicans hold seats more frequently and more commonly in small states. If, for instance, the Republicans and the Democrats split the vote evenly, they each get 50% of the popular vote. That would mean that the in 2022, the Democrats would lose two seats, which gives Republicans Senate control. Steve, we got you back here. You're back with us. Stephen Moore.
I am back, Michael. I don't know how much you heard of what I was saying, but it's just to summarize, I think inflation is a big problem. I think we're going to see higher oil and gas prices. I think we're going to see higher grocery prices. And I don't believe that this is transitory. I think that it is the new normal, at least for a while.
And what could the government do about it if, say, in the unlikely event that there was some common purpose between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden?
Well, my first advice would be don't pass a $5 trillion spending bill, right? That's on paper. For. I mean, the dumbest thing we could do right now would be to pass a massive social welfare bill that will further encourage people not to work. It'll lead to more people leaving the workforce than coming in the workforce. And then I think that we should be producing American energy. I really just don't get the logic of this. You know, right now, a lot of the energy is being is coming from Russia, from Putin. In Germany, there was an article in the Financial Times that said that the West Germany and Western Europe are now dependent, hostage to Vladimir Putin for their energy. I mean, how crazy is that?
That's certainly not a good thing. What about getting cooperation? What about getting some cooperation from our allies in OPEC? And getting them to turn the spigot a little bit to produce more oil and maybe send more oil our way. That's something else that people are talking about. But then again, that doesn't go with the entire hostility to automotive transportation or traditional fossil fuels, which has been part of the whole Green New Deal approach. And what about this claim? We'll continue with Steve. This claim by Ezra Klein and David Shore that Democrats are structurally handicapped at competing for control of Congress. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back Stephen Moore for a few more minutes on the riddles of the economy right now. Because obviously, when you have an election coming up, there's an election coming up next month in New Jersey and a very close election coming up in Virginia. And that election, like any other, is going to some extent reflect people's feelings about the direction of the country, which is very directly related to how we're doing economically. And right now, at least President Biden said today that, hey, we are below 5% in unemployment, which is the first time we're below 5% since 2016, apparently. First time in at that point that we've reached this level of unemployment. So what about that, Steve? What does Biden have a case that actually things aren't as bad as they appear? Do we have Steve? Okay. I think this is kind of going to be tough to continue on that level. I mean, look, the point about the economy right now and the point about what people feel about the country, I think what a number of the Democrats are saying is true, is there is just a malaise. We have Steve. Did you hear the question, Steve?
Yeah, sorry.
You okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay,
go ahead.
Sorry about that. So, look, I think the economy is doing overall pretty well. We're coming out of this pandemic in pretty good shape, much better than most other countries. So that's good. I just don't like the policies going forward. So, you know, you mentioned the decline in the unemployment rate. Let's not forget we had the lowest unemployment rate in virtually 50 years under Trump before COVID hit. So it's not true that we haven't had an unemployment rate this low. We have the lowest Black, Hispanic, Asian, a female unemployment rate and poverty rate under Trump. So that, but we're getting back. The problem is, we've got the shortage of workers right now. And I'm going to make the argument to you, Michael, that it is true the unemployment rate dropped a lot last month. And the reason that the unemployment rate dropped was because people dropped out of the workforce. You know, I used to say under Obama, we're going to have, you know, zero unemployment rate because nobody's going to be looking for a job. And that's the problem right now, is that we just cannot seem to get people on the workforce. By the way, I was one of the people, Michael, who has been victimized by this Southwest airline situation that I heard you talking about earlier. You know, this is a big issue. And why is it that Southwest has canceled 3,000 flights? And the answer is because they can't get the workers. They can't get the pilots. They can't get the baggage handlers. They can't get the flight attendants. It's a little microcosm of the problems a lot of companies are facing. I talked to FedEx chairman Fred Smith, you know, one of our greatest CEOs and one of our greatest entrepreneurs, and he said that FedEx has 15,000 job openings. 15,000.
That's an amazing thing. I know that here in the Seattle area, we have the world's largest ferry system, and they've had to cancel literally hundreds of ferry passages because they don't have the personnel. And the personnel aren't sick from COVID, and they aren't losing their jobs because of work mandates.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't hire enough people to work on the ferry system, which are pretty good jobs. And
that's because we're paying people a lot not to work. That, I wanted to step back to that. You know, there's an old saying in economics, if you subsidize something, you get more of it. If you tax something, you get less of it. So we're taxing our businesses, and we're subsidizing people with increased food stamps, increased unemployment benefits, increased just payments to people. That's having a negative effect. I think we have to have a safety net, but my goodness, this is more than a safety net right now. People can make as much as $75,000 a year in terms of benefits and not work a single hour. That's amazing.
Well, wouldn't, I think that Biden would say that if they actually passed his Build Back Better Act, the one for $3.5 trillion, that would provide all sorts of other benefits like paid leave and then you have extra education benefits, including 2 years of community college free for everybody if you want it. Wouldn't that only encourage more people to leave the workforce, at least temporarily?
Yeah, it's the worst. This is the worst bill I've seen in 36 years. You know, I've known each other a long time, Michael. I mean, I go back to the Reagan era. This is a very, very detrimental bill to our economy. We estimate, University of Chicago economist Casey Mulligan, one of the top labor economists in the country, estimates that if we were to pass this bill with all of these free things, everything's free, right? If you can't pay your rent, we'll pay it for you. If you can't pay your student loan, we'll pay it off for you. If you can't pay for your college, we'll pay for it. Free kindergarten, that's going to be free. Everything's free. We estimate that 7 million fewer Americans will be working as a result of that bill. And it's going to make inflation worse because, again, this isn't complicated stuff. If you already have inflation and you're running these enormous debts, because, of course, this bill is not, I know Joe Biden says it's free and it's all paid for, but it's not. You're going to print more money. And if you print more money, you're going to have higher inflation. It's that simple. So I am worried about these things.
Wouldn't the best outcome for Joe Biden and the Democrats, if you just look at their situation, be to go ahead and say, okay, we can't do anything with Kristen Sinema, we can't do anything with Joe Manchin, so we're going to put this aside, we're going to go out and campaign, and meanwhile pass the infrastructure bill, which I'm not sure where you are on that. Would that be good for the economy at all?
Well, if they were smart, that's exactly what they would do. But they're greedy. I just don't mean it. I'm talking about people like AOC and Bernie Sanders, who basically look like they're around the White House, as the Wall Street Journal wrote this weekend. And they want it all. They want it all. They view this as their one historic moment to transform America. And, you know, I kind of like America the way it is. I'm not so sure I want a transformation and a radical left direction. And this is big government socialism, folks. And, you know, show me in somewhere in the world where those policies have worked. I mean, I look at Venezuela and I look at what's happening in Argentina and Zimbabwe and these other countries that have tried it. And I just don't see positive results.
So what about, I don't know if you saw this big analysis by David Shore and Ezra Klein for the New York Times, which basically says Democrats have no chance of winning anything between now and 2024. That just looking at the demographics, they're projecting, you want to know what they're projecting for 2024? They're projecting 8 Democratic Senate seat losses.
Well, that's just because of the way the political system works. So those senators every 6 years are up for re-election. And in 2024, that's a year when most of the Democrats are up for re-election and not the Republicans. But in terms of the House, look, I believe that this is going to be very much a replay of what happened when after Clinton was president for 2 years and he overreached his mandate from voters and moved way to the left. And then the same thing happened with Obama. He moved way to the left. And after both of those elections, Republicans won landslide. You know, I think the Republicans in 1994 won like 60 seats in the House. They won something like 40 or 50 in the House in 2010. And I think you're looking at an historic repudiation of this. Look, let me ask you this question, Michael. How many voters do you think went to the polls in November of last year and said, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because he wants to increase the budget to $10 trillion? that's not what people voted for.
No, it emphatically is not. I was saying before you came on that basically the ruler of the Democratic Party at the moment seems to be Uncle Bernie from his perch at the Finance Committee in the Senate and with his loyal followers in the House, the people in the squad and Cori Bush and Ilhan Omar and the rest of them. This is not something that Americans voted for. I know that there's some folks who say, oh, if Bernie had won, he has such a magnetic person. If he'd won the nomination, he would have won by an even bigger margin than Biden. Does anyone actually believe that? Well, I'm afraid this is part of that supply chain problem that we've had before, Steve. It's a tough connection. We are going to be coming back with the leading historian of the great pandemic of 1918-1919. And what do you learn from that? And does that pandemic and that history indicate that we're going to be done with this sometime soon, or is this going to be permanent part of the way we live? We will be talking about that, about the great battle between Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day, and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.